You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
A 9-2 streak has put the Texas Rangers on the top of the AL West division. Let's talk about that. I'm Allison Footer. I'm here with T.R. Sullivan. T.R., I want to start with you, Darvish, because that is obviously a very relevant topic, with not just what's going on now, but what they're going to need to do for the rest of the season. So he had a really good outing on Saturday against the Pirates and was throwing really hard. So I guess it's the best that they could have expected from anything in this first start, right?
Well, the Rangers set up his rehab program for 14 months rather than the traditional 12 months that people have been started out on with Tommy John recovering from that. And the Rangers felt that the extra 2 months would allow him to come back at full strength and at a higher level than, you know, in the past. Usually, Allison, you'll remember that they would say that a guy's going to be back in 12 months, but it'll probably be another year before he's at full strength. That's why Clubs has gone to the 14-month rehab program. And so far, it's worked great for Yu Darvish. He was lights out on his rehab assignment, and his first outing, like you said, you know, he's going 96 miles an hour. His, you know, pitches were down at the knees. He was throwing strikes, only threw 85 pitches. He said he was mentally tired there at the end. I think they'll watch the pitch count here for 4 or 5 starts at least and see how he does. But, yeah, you could have asked for a better start than game one of his return from Tommy John.
Yeah, I guess it is kind of interesting just to see if there's going to be any trends changing from, like you said, like they added on those 2 months. And just with everything we've seen with guys blowing out their arms, that maybe this is the smarter way to be. I mean, do they think, obviously, they'll, like you said, they'll be keeping their eye on him, but is there like a loose pitch count, or is it just kind of by feel? He's such an experienced pitcher. Is it more just by, like, how he feels as he's going on?
I think it'll be 85 to 100 pitches here in the first month or so of his comeback. I don't think they'll push him over 100 pitches. And after that, they'll go by feel. And, you know, they'll talk between starts, see how he's recovered, see how he's bounced back, all those things that you normally do with any pitcher. But he will definitely be limited, I think, for the first month or so.
Okay. So the Rangers have had a nice little since they got swept by the A's and they came here to Houston and they swept the Astros. They looked fantastic. They took 2 of 3 against the Angels, 2 of 3 against the Pirates, which is not easy to do. And as we're recording this, they're getting ready to try to sweep the Indians. So I've been trying to just figure out, who gets the most credit for this, who some of the stars, the guys that are shining. But really, it just seems like everybody, I mean, looking at the batting average is all really high. The starting rotation has been very good. So Cole Hamels, I guess let's start with him. I mean, he's had a really good season. I mean, he's had like one bad start, but I guess he's doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing and why they traded for him last year.
Yeah, he's been their number one starter. Now he kind of shares that role with Darvish, but he's still the number one guy, and he's led this rotation well. He's given up a few home runs, but other than that, he's been, you know, pretty much what they expected. You know, when he goes out there, you know, the team feels good about their chances to win. You know, it's been a very good rotation all the way through. You know, Colby Lewis has been fantastic. I think he has a good June. You're going to start to see some all-star consideration for Colby Lewis, which would be fantastic for him at this point in his career. And I think Derek Holland's pitched well lately, and Martin Perez has pitched very well. He's just not had a lot of run support. There's always one guy in that staff that, you know, gets the short end of the run support, and that's been Martin Perez, but he's thrown the ball well. So when you look at what the Rangers have done, you know, since, you know, getting swept by Oakland, you have to start with starting pitching. I think the bullpen has also been big. Sam Dyson's done a great job as their closer, except in so they give Sean Tolleson a break. And he's pitched well as a closer. Jake Diekman has been a great setup guy, but two other guys have been really good have been Matt Bush and Tony Barnett. They've done an excellent job as a setup reliever. So I think that's really helped their bullpen get straightened out. So I'd say just pitching in general, starting pitching, relief pitching have been the biggest reasons why they've got on this nice run.
Yeah, this it comes at a perfect time because after this game with the Indians, they start a long stretch of games against teams in their division with, three home games against the Mariners, and the Astros come in for four. Then they go to Seattle, they go to Oakland. So that'll be fun to watch. One thing I wanted to ask you about Prince Fielder. So I think this is really interesting. I was reading some of the things that you're writing, and he's got like a 198 batting average or something below 200. But he has an RBI for every, 6.3 at-bats, which is, I guess, one of the better ratios.
Above average. One RBI for, seven at-bats is it's above average, yeah.
Okay, so that's why he's still, because that is a staggering batting average for Prince Fielder, but I guess that's, Bannister is very comfortable keeping him in the top of the order and just letting him try to work all this out, right?
Yeah, you know what he's done really really good here in Cleveland two nights in a row is Ian Desmond's been sitting on second base with nobody out, and both times he grounded out to the right side to get the runner over. A guy knows how to hit. He still has power. He knows how to play the game well. So he's definitely been a productive hitter. Now, has he been exactly what the Rangers had hoped for? Probably not, but I think he's being productive at the top of that order. He's getting the runs in. He's getting runners over. He's taking walks. So, I think he's done enough that he's earned the patience of his manager.
Yeah, and that helps when your team is 10 games over 500 and in first place and everybody else is rolling along. Maybe you get a much longer leash. And, of course, he's Prince Fielder, so he has a very good track record, too. So good for him. Okay, awesome. TR, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the trip. I will talk to you next week.
All right, thank you, guys.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.